This is Poetry from Studio 47. Welcome. Today's poet is Sarah Henning. Henning was born on August 11, 1980, in Savannah, Georgia. She grew up in Athens. Her immediate family, though, were almost all Midwestern transplants. As Henning has said in a recent interview, she grew up on unsweet tea and hot dish. As a child, she began to write in secret, as so many of us do. When asked why she became a writer, she had this to say: "I excelled in science and was on my path to becoming a medical doctor when I decided to change my major to English. My choice to pursue the humanities came in spite of my upbringing, not because of it. And that difference, rebellion, was something that drew me in. I found metaphysical questions, questions related to the human condition which could not be answered by the scientific method, intoxicating, lovely, in a way that empiricism couldn't always capture." After graduating from high school, she attended the University of Georgia, where she received her BA. This was followed by an MFA from George Mason University in Virginia. She then went to the University of South Dakota, where she received her PhD in literary studies. Her books include To Speak of Delilah's, A Sweeter Water, and View from True North. Henning has won the Crab Orchard Poetry Prize, the Crazy Horse Linda Hull Memorial Prize, and she has won fellowships from the Vermont Studio Center, as well as the Sundress Academy for the Arts. She teaches at Stephen F. Austin State University, where she is the poetry editor of their university press. She lives in Texas. Our poem for today is Through a Glass Darkly. Among many other things, it's a poem about family secrets and how those secrets can shape families. When Henning's father passed away, a locksmith was needed to open a file cabinet in his office. Hidden in the back were a number of journals, journals that no one knew anything about. Sometimes the best words to describe unexpected things are hard and blunt. Swearing, after all, conveys raw emotion. This is one of those poems where the swearing contained within it is necessarily shocking. I've changed the language of this poem a little bit, with Henning's approval, so that it can be broadcast on the air. In other words, I've made it FCC-friendly. If you'd like to read the original, unedited version, please visit the Poetry from Studio 47 website. Henning has allowed us to reprint it there in full. This is Through a Glass Darkly by Sarah Henning. Before glaucoma forced him to surrender his license, my grandfather threw the key to his office filing cabinet into a gully off a state highway, idled until he saw it land in a patch of wild violets, and never looked back. After his death and a locksmith, my mother cataloging papers to throw away or shred, she found a black leather journal bursting with his small insistent cursive in the drawer striped with masking tape, "Miscellaneous," scrawled in obtrusive red letters. Behind it, 20 more journals shoved against metal and file folder, arranged by year. When she struggled to disengage them, the drawer hinged toward her, journals plunging to the carpet, journals limp beside garbage bags stuffed with tax returns and expired depository receipts. Every man keeps a journal, even if he never writes a word. To find a journal is one thing, a moment of graphite, pencil's cruel liaison with paper, a moment of leather warming in my mother's hand. To hold an artifact, another. What she found, Polaroids glued on back leaves, naked men posed over beds, their hard members stretched on their bellies like sunning garter snakes, barely legal standing akimbo, underwear cupping their scrotums, entries itemizing names, price paid in U.S. dollars, dimensions of each organ limp and aroused, the positions in which he had them. Another entry: "Happy birthday to me, 40, I'm telling her." But the pictures whisper their own rap truths. 17, Air Force, World War II, how he sewed them into pocket linings of his uniform with a needle he'd hide in his shoe. When he decoupaged them, creased and torn at the joints of folding, how he must have trusted that pain was the proof of survival. 27, Korea, men dressed as UN madams and juicy girls. Bus depots, alleyways, tryst after tryst, city guys lacquered with tight pants, junkies so skinny their members looked like pythons, hard-up good-time boys. I don't want to ask him, "Why did you marry my grandmother?" I don't want to ask him, "What did it take for you to put yourself inside of her?" Instead, I'm writing on the first blank page I can find, you should have loved who you wanted. I'm writing, to save you would have meant the end of both of us.
Poetry from Studio 47 is hosted and curated by Patrick Hicks. This episode was recorded at Augustana University and produced by Peter Folliard. Thank you for listening.